Some Pinedale residents have filed a complaint in district court regarding Pinedale's municipal election. Here's the story. On May 2, 2006, Pinedale held a municipal election to choose a new mayor and two new town council persons. But if a complaint filed on Wednesday in district court in Pinedale receives a judgment favorable to the plaintiffs, this election could be annulled and a new special election scheduled to determine who the new town council persons will be. Normally, a municipal election is a very quiet event in Pinedale, with often only one person appearing on the ballot for each elected position. But the recent May 2nd election had four candidates on the ballot for the mayor's position and seven candidates for the two town council positions. So, for the first time in a number of years, Pinedale had a real municipal election, which attracted approximately 360 voters, with a little under half of those registered to vote turning out to vote. But some of those turning out to vote found themselves in what has become known as the 30-day trap. Those who registered to vote more than 30 days before the town election were allowed to vote, and those who registered to vote on election day were allowed to vote, but those who registered to vote during the 30-day window in between were turned away at the polls and not allowed to vote. Some of these persons cried foul and were quite upset that by registering a couple of weeks before the election, they could not vote, yet those registering on election day could vote. More so, these persons cried foul over the fact that they were not advised when they registered to vote that they were becoming ineligible to vote in the municipal election, but if they simply waited until election day, they could have registered on election day and voted. One person registering during the 30-day trap window advised KPIN Radio in Pinedale that she specifically asked when registering to vote if she would be able to vote in the town election, and she was advised that she could vote in it. Mary Langford, Sublette County Clerk, advised KPIN Radio that a total of 16 Pinedale persons registered during this 30-day window. That would not have been enough voters to change the outcome of the mayor's race, which had a 35-vote difference between first and second place candidates, nor would it have changed the outcome of the town council race, where the vote difference between the second place and third place candidates was 17 votes. Nevertheless, some of those caught in the 30-day trap felt they were improperly denied their right to vote, and they wanted something done about it. But in another situation which could completely rearrange the outcome of the town council election, two of the candidates appearing on the ballot for town council, Dave M. Smith and Eric Ashley, were alleged in the complaint to have not been registered voters at the time that they applied to have their names placed on the ballot. The complaint states that they were not, quote, qualified electors, unquote, and thus their names should not have appeared on the ballot. The complaint further lists Patty Rasich, the Pinedale town clerk, as a defendant for, quote, failure to properly determine if a person seeking nomination is a qualified candidate in violation of Wyoming Statutes 22-17-101 and 22-23-202, and also in violation of Town of Pinedale Ordinance 2.04.050, close quote. With David M. Smith taking first place in the town council election with 183 votes, and Eric Ashley taking seventh place with 53 votes, the votes cast for either of these two candidates alone would have been more than sufficient to change the outcome of the two persons elected to the town council. The first page of the complaint that was filed in district court shows, quote, Loretta Dietz and Robert Brito, unquote, listed as plaintiffs. After KPIN Radio aired a news report on this district court filing during late Wednesday afternoon, plaintiff Robert Brito telephoned radio station KPIN to explain his position. Robert Brito, who was a candidate for town council and was listed, apparently in error, as Roberta Brito on the certificate of canvass, did not win a seat on the town council, and he advised KPIN Radio that he will withdraw his name from the ballot should the court order a new special election to be held for Pinedale's town council. Brito stated that he had filed the complaint in an effort to right a wrong and not in an effort to obtain a second chance at winning a seat on the town council. Brito said that he had heard many complaints from citizens in Pinedale as to how the election was conducted improperly, and he felt it was his duty to serve these people by filing the complaint in district court, even though it meant he would withdraw his name from the race. Should the district court order a new special election and disallow Dave M. Smith and Eric Ashley from being on the ballot, with Brito's name being voluntarily withdrawn, this would leave four candidates remaining on the ballot to seek the two slots open for town council: Barbara Boyce, Anthony Tony Fagnant, Dave Hull, and Chris House. Brito explained that Chris House was listed as a defendant, and the reason for doing so is due to the fact that under Wyoming law, when an election is challenged, all winners of the election must be listed as defendants. The complaint lists no wrongdoing on behalf of Chris House. In arguing against the 30-day trap, the complaint states that not allowing people who registered during this 30-day window to vote, quote, is a violation of the Constitution of the State of Wyoming, Article 1, Section 3, Equal Political Rights, which states in part, subquote, the laws of this state affecting the political rights and privileges of its citizens shall be without distinction of race, color, sex, or any circumstances of conditions whatsoever. Close both quotes. The complaint argues that Wyoming Statutes 22-3-102 and 22-3-117, quote, are unconstitutional in violation of the Wyoming State Constitution, Article 1, Section 3, in preventing a citizen who has registered to vote within 30 days of an election from voting, but permitting a citizen to vote who registers on the day of the election. The complaint does not address the mayor's election, but it does ask that the court enter an order annulling the election for council members and order the town of Pinedale to hold a special election. This is Bob Rule reporting for KPIN Radio.